Okay, got another addition to make to the list of CD players that will not be going to electronics heaven. That's CD player number one. CD player number one has gotten out a good little CD player.
It's going to bed without its dinner.
We hate to see it go.
Apologize if the husking bee was hopping from stereo channel to stereo channel. It was happening here in the studio. Wasn't sure if that was a problem going out over the air. Eric says it is.
Yeah, it was. I was outside. But let me tell you, how much do I love Japanese punk rock?
Teen Generate?
Teen Generate.
Yeah.
These guys are great. Yeah, because it's English.
Well, it's all about the spirit of punk rock.
It is.
Know?
Oh, it's great.
Counts.
Sanku, forget my way.
Sanku, forget my way. Translation.
Thank you for giving me wings. My friend Katie thought it was, thank you for giving me wee wee.
Well, I'm sure he's thankful for that too.
Thank you for giving me wee wee.
Makes life easier, I'm sure.
Wee. How you doing?
I'm smiling. Husking Bee, you can find their album in stores. It's called Put On Fresh Paint.
It's so good.
That's what they think you should do. Put On Fresh Paint. Track number two. Little segment right about here, where we tell you what's going on in the community. There's an entire world out there, and we're going to tell you what to do with that world when we're not around, when you're not, you know, hunched up in a ball with a blanket covering you and black light flooding over your body, listening to your radio, trembling nervously as midnight approaches and the threat of what yells like disappearing from the airwaves becomes even larger. There's going to be times beyond that midnight time.
I'm getting, let's not drag it out because we don't have much time.
I'm getting the Mark, your rambling signal. They don't understand. Ah, jeez. I used to just sit in a ball when I was a child and just live in fear that Kevin Matthews was going to go off the air. Super happy fun time. Public service announcements. That version actually was recorded at half that speed and it's meant to be played at half that speed, but since we're running out of time, they speed it up and worked kind of well at that
since
speed.
Before we got that snazzy new theme song.
Hills.
What about that new
yes!
theme song?
I don't know why that didn't come up during
well, you know what? We were waiting for you, and I'm sure, you know, Dave was waiting too, just sitting at home.
But yes, we have a new remix of the What Jails Like theme, performed by the masterful Dave Johnson of Very Secretary, whose albums are fine and you should buy them in stores. However,
we support his product.
As opposed to stealing them from corners.
Yes. Right. Corners. Let the corners continue to have their Very Secretary album.
Street corners. Where they're just sitting in a box.
But that was a glimpse into the super intense, funky side of Dave Johnson, which exists in full force, and records theme songs for us, which is an absolutely wonderful thing to do.
Woo!
Sanku, forgive me, theme song!
Nice. That is nice.
Lincoln's new Salem Harvest Feast, November 6th through 7th.
What's wrong with the old Salem?
What's the date today?
It's the 7th.
Sweet. Staff and volunteers will recreate an early 1800s harvest at the Lincoln's New Salem Estate
for
Historic
the next 40
Site
minutes.
Harvest Feast. Better hurry up. Hurry! The best part's coming.
Right before midnight.
On Sunday, November 7th from 9 a.m. to right now.
To midnight.
Not 4 p.m., I promise. Staff and volunteers dressed in period clothing will be working throughout New Salem Village preparing meals for the Harvest Feast and burning witches.
This sounds like exactly the kind of event that you want to show up at 11:30 for. You know, like everyone's...
You're joking.
The staff and volunteers...
The coven meeting is soon.
They've been working all day. They're really wasted. And now you show up.
Well, hot malt cider and kettle corn is still being served in the village and artisan crafts are being featured. They saved the best stuff for last, let me tell you. Everything's half price at midnight. The New Salem Sacred Harp Singers will perform at 1:30 in the morning in the village on today. Harvest Feast is free and open to the public, although a donation is suggested. Lincoln's New Salem State Historic Site, a reconstruction of the village where Abraham Lincoln lived 6 years ago.
6 years?
Oh! He's a very old man.
He and Elvis making donuts.
And he still mows his own lawn, thank you very much. It's located 2 miles south of Petersburg and 20 miles northwest of Springfield. So go, hurry up, you got a half hour.
Here we go. ACDIS, the program in arms control, disarmament, and international security at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. Monday, November 8th, the political science lecture, Clans, Pacts, and Politics, Understanding Regime Transition in Post-Soviet Central Asia. Yes, Kathleen Collins will be wasting her time. She's in political science from Stanford University, talking about something that no one could possibly care about. I'm sorry, I don't care. If you care about it, don't call up. Because if you care about it, you have... Get out. Meet some people. Read a book. Enjoy life. What? Understanding regime transition and post... Can you... Okay. Understanding regime transition... Possibly useful, you know, as an overarching ideology. But why you gotta go and narrow it down like that? Why you gotta understand regime transition in post-Soviet Central Asia? Because you can't, like, then what if a regime transitions in, you know, like, Iraq? Or like
North Dakota.
Or, like, Pakistan. You know, Albania. You're not going to know. You can't apply these concepts. Tuesday, November 9th, they're doing the South Asia brown bag. I don't know what that means, and please don't call up and say that I'm racist, because this is what it says. I don't know what that means. South Asia brown bag. Daily experience of adolescents and their families in Chandigarh. So, Chandigarh. Reed Larson, UI Human and Community Development Department. 12 noon, 101 International Studies Building, ISB. Once again... If you don't have anything better to do and want to go find out about the daily experience of adolescents and their families in Chandigarh, go ahead. Me? I'm going to have some Quiznos. Maybe watch Jerry Springer. There's more, but I don't care about it.
As a big fan of regime transition and somebody who actually collects regime transition trading cards, great new Wizards of the Coast game. The various regimes, and you can play them, and then...
Audio footnote, several hundred high school students go, "Yay, he's talking to us!" And audio footnote.
Yeah. Woo! Sunday, November 7th. Yes, I realize that's today. The relevancy of this is going to kick in if you just hang with me. The Champaign-Urbana Coin Club will host its annual coin show at the Urbana Civic Center. There will be experts from throughout Illinois willing to discuss coins, currency, and metals from around the U.S. and around the world. Collections include 2,000-year-old coins of the Greek and Roman world. So, you can use those in really old arcade games. Like the original Pac-Man, you can put one of those coins in there. Well, great stuff. And the Roman world to modern issues of the United States. Show hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it's closed. Admission is free. The Urbana Civic Center is on Water Street, west of Broadway, just north of the Urbana Police Station. Now, the reason I say this is there's a lot of men who are very tired. You know, they drove in for this coin club, and they probably, you know, hit the local bars to unwind after the event. They're probably a little sauced right now. You want some free old coins? Go beat the snot out of these people. Just look for the closest bars around the Urbana Civic Center, and you've got yourself a 2,000-year-old coin collection. Yeah, the Rose Bowl. Big on the Rose Bowl.
The Jolly Roger.
The Guarneri String Quartet, the longest continuing artistic collaboration.
Guano?
The Guano String Quartet, the longest continuing artistic collaboration of any quartet in the world. The four diverse personalities that formed the Guano String Quartet in 1964 present a concert of Mendelssohn, Beethoven, and Mozart.
Entitled Bat Crap Crazy.
In the Kranner Center's Full Integrated Hall on Wednesday, November 12th, 10th, and 19:99 at 8 p.m. The concert is preceded by a free prelude discussion with members of the quartet at 7 p.m. in the Kranner Room. This season marks the last that this foursome will tour together as the Guano String Quartet.
After 36 years of touring, cellist David Sawyer has decided to cut back on his travel schedule. He will be playing...
Because he's 400 years old.
He will be playing only East Coast dates and in his spare time fronting Van Halen. Sweet.
They have to ship him in like a bubble wrap. Get him to the next show.
They have to like prop him up on a dolly on stage. You know, call Cranard at 217-333-6280 and ask for the Guano String Quartet. Do it. It's in your best interest.
This week, Crime Stoppers is requesting your assistance in identifying the person or persons who are passing counterfeit money in the Champaign County area. Nothing riles me up more than somebody passing counterfeit money.
Why did they eat it in the first place?
I don't know. But, you know, if you're going to eat it, you could at least keep the counterfeit money in it, not pass it. Beginning about 1 month ago, businesses began to report a significant increase in the appearance of counterfeit money, which kind of implies that there's an acceptable level of counterfeit money floating around. Cool. So after we get this problem sorted out, go ahead and pass the counterfeit money. Most of the money is $10 and $20 bills. The counterfeit money has been passed in grocery and variety stores.
Well, right there, how did they get away with passing it right there in the store?
I don't know.
You'd think a security guy would see them squatting or something.
Right. Big bare ass. That's a big signal. Businesses should make their employees aware of the possibility of receiving counterfeit money and take steps to teach the employees how to identify it.
Yeah, that's what your minimum wage worker wants to spend his time doing.
See, if I was a counterfeiter, I would use all ones. Who's going to check that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who's going to get motivated?
Somebody try to pay for your car.
Well,
50,000 ones.
I would change them at the bank. Of course. And when I was coming on a weekly basis with 50,000 ones, no one would be the wiser.
Mwahaha.
If the counterfeit bill is purple, that means it's counterfeit. If it's got spar anything on the $10 bill, it's for real. Everything else is fake.
Awesome. I would take it. If I was working at a store and somebody came in to try to pay with a spar anything $10 bill, I'd be like, I don't know what happened, boss. Let's not look too closely.
Spar anything comes in with money you cut out of paper.
The bills being passed in the area are mostly of poor quality. They have been color copies of the older style currency. That's what it actually says. Somebody's been going out photocopying money. And, I mean, if you can get somebody to accept your photocopy of a dollar bill, I mean, assuming that, you know, it doesn't say if they used two-sided copies. So, I mean, all props to you if you can get somebody to buy that thing. They often feel different than real money. Oh, wow. And on cursory inspection...
Because they're on cardstock.
Look different, often having the wrong color shades or ink that fades when wet or rubbed. Wouldn't that suck if... slow down business to have to rub all the money that you received?
After just spending somebody's ass.
I don't want to rub money that people have been passing.
The bills will also have shadows or color shadings that are not consistent with real money. For example, the Spar Anything $10 bill. Spar Anything doesn't cast a shadow. I'm sure everybody knows that. And if it's got Spar Anything casting a shadow, it's fake. The clarity of the fine print on the bills will not be as clear or sharp as on real money. Urbana police investigators are requesting any information you may have about who is passing the counterfeit money. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers
Mark
at 373-TIPS.
Let's call in Crime Stoppers and give him Mark.
Awesome.
Mark's doing it.
This information you provide is confidential, so if you fear this ring of people who counterfeit money by using color copiers, then we can actually give you protection from them.
They might come after you with a photocopy of a gun.
Right. Well, that's the answer. I think the answer is clear. We should systematically destroy every color copier in the nation.
Yes, take a baseball bat and go after those color copiers. Get all crazy with it. Crime Stoppers also pays cash rewards for information on other felony crimes or fugitives in the Champaign County area. So if the color copying counterfeit ring actually goes on the run, you can track them down that way too.
Put your shoes back on. I just saw your bare feet. Put them on, Matt. Matt's got his shoes off, folks. This is his damn living room.
I consider this my second home.
Get your you know what? Don't put your shoes back on. Put them back on.
I am.
I was trying to figure out why my eyes were tearing up and stuff.
Well, I could have told you with my feet. I was doing that.
You were trying to be all stealthy about it. Like you kept sliding them back under your chair.
No, there's nothing stealthy about that. Purely my comfort, as usual.
Disgusting pig.
All right. We all tapped out, or you got another, Matt?
I'm tapped.
All right.
And I'm not even going to call you tomorrow morning. I might lie and say I will, but forget it.
Have you lost interest in me?
I have.
After sleeping with me once?
I have. I'm rolling out of this bed, leaving you to your wet spot. Going home.
It's a bad influence on you.
And I'm going to take him a drink right out of the orange juice container on the way out.
Hot damn. 359-9338 is the phone number. We actually were really successful in keeping the PSAs short and concise and leaving plenty of room for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is somewhat like fusion. You take two particles. You take us being one particle and your suggestion being the other. You stick them together and shake them up. And... boom! It's the end of a small Asian village. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep getting the Herald and the Atomic Bomb mixed up. The Herald is actually a long-form piece of improvisational comedy based on one small nugget. Your suggestion, a word, a phrase, a sentence, preferably a word, and preferably something very mundane. The less funny you try to be, the funnier we will be. So if you call up and go, vomiting Jack Daniels, you know, and then somebody else calls up and goes, shoe. There's so many more possibilities with shoe that we're going to go with shoe. It's not easier. It's actually harder to come up with something funny about shoe. Because I can just go, bleh, oh, look, I'm vomiting Jack Daniels. The first one of you pukes that calls up with vomiting Jack Daniels, I swear to God, I'll smite you. So give us a call right now at 359-9338. Did I do that right? That is the first time in the history of the world.
I think God's going to hold you to that promise.
I'll smite him.
All right.
Fly Weft, called FLYWEFT.
A word, a phrase, give it on up, 359-9338.